us our prayer. Dear Lord, during this day and for the beautiful day today, we ask you to please help us tonight. Please calm my nerves. Be with service tonight. Help Brother Decker beast to preach. Help the scene. Help us who sing the choir. Just help us to be good for the rest of this day. Amen. So, the title of the message I'd like to give with the Lord's help today is Being a Godly Example to Those Following in Your Footsteps. The first time I was asked to speak to young people was I was about 14 or 13 years old, and I actually gave this same message, but it was, I think my parents' time, it was like 3 minutes long, so I'm going to try to go a little more in-depth tonight because I think it's a good topic. So each day, there are those who are watching our lives very closely. For those of you that have younger siblings or family members, maybe cousins, or close friends for that matter, there's a good chance that they watch your lives more closely than you care to admit, and we have great impact over those who are watching over us. That's why it's vitally important for us to make sure that we are living a life that if those were watching us were to replicate or follow, we wouldn't be ashamed. There are virtuous characteristics that we could practice ensuring that those looking at our lives would be positively impacted. And I have some written down, but I'm going to open it up for discussion and help have you guys try to think of some. So think of someone maybe you look up to, what positive characteristics you like. Admire about them?
Their spirituality.
Okay. All right, I'll just read the ones I have. What is faithfulness? Okay, I have that one written down. All right. So I have written down honesty, compassion, forgiveness, stewardship. So Brother Steve, Sister Sherry did good lessons on that. Faithfulness, not only to the house of God, but in his work. Things like Sunday school, we really should go to Sunday school. Young people's, if we have the opportunity, visitation, all that stuff. However, for each virtuous characteristic, there are also characteristics that would be detrimental to those looking at our lives if we were to practice, including self-righteousness, hypocrisy, unforgiveness, or unfaithfulness to the things of God, or sowing discord. We can look into the Bible for both positive and negative examples of individuals who had people following in their footsteps and how this was either uplifting or detrimental to the followers' lives. We'll first look at some negative examples, and I'd like to begin with Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. In Numbers 16 and 1, now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi and Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab and On, the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took men. And they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron, and said unto them, ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Wherefore, you lift ye up yourselves above the congregation of the Lord. And then skipping ahead to 20 through 24. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. And they fell upon their faces and said, O God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man stand, and wilt thou be wroth with all the congregation? And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the congregation, saying, get up from about the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. So here we see Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, I don't even know if it's generic, but rose up against Moses and Aaron. And if you read further in the passage or that chapter or chapters to follow, there was 250 leaders that also conspired with them and questioned the divine appointment of Moses and Aaron. And reading further, we see a test that was administered dealing with something to do with incense. And it was clear that the glory of God was upon Moses and Aaron and not the three men and all their followers. God then spoke to Moses and told him to move away from the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. And then we can read what happened after in verses 30 through 32. But if the Lord make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth and swallow them up, with all that appertain unto them, and they go down quick into the pit, then ye shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord. And it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertain unto Korah, and all their goods. So because of Korah and the other men's rebellion to God's anointed, the earth swallowed them up, and all the people that were following them also were affected, and all of them died from the earth caving on them. And I believe all the families of the men were also killed. So that's one example of, I guess, rebellious leaders that people followed, and it was detrimental to their own spirituality because of it.
Amen.
So another example that we can parallel with the thoughts I have, for an instance of, in this case it's more of bad leadership, we can be bad leaders to those who are looking on us. And we can find that in 1 Kings 16:29 through 32. In the 38th year of Asa, king of Judah, began Ahab, the son of Omri, took over Israel. And Ahab, the son of Omri, reigned over Israel in Samaria 20 and 40 years. And Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of the Lord above all that were before him. And it came to pass, as it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and he took to wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Zidonians, and went and served Baal and worshipped him. And he reeled up an altar for Baal in the house of Baal, which he had built in Samaria. So in this passage, we can see that Ahab and Jezebel institutionalized idol worship into Israel.
Right.
And because of this, many of the children of Israel followed in their footsteps and turned to idol worship because of the bad leadership.
Nice.
If we continue to read through the chapter, we can see that both Ahab and Jezebel suffered great deaths because of their rebellion and disobedience to God. And because of this disobedience, they led many of those in Israel who were following in their footsteps astray. There are many other examples of bad leadership in the Bible that affected those who were under their rule in a very negative way. But there are also some positive examples of people who were good examples, and we can look at some of those. We can think of Moses leading the Israelites out of the Egyptian bondage and enduring the hardship of the wilderness. That was an example of someone who is a great spiritual example, and his example was certainly pertinent to both the children of Israel's physical and spiritual survival.
Right.
Other incredibly spiritual examples include the Apostle Paul and Abraham. But if we think about it, someone who led by example is hard not to consider the man who was and is still the greatest example of all. And that's Jesus, who's the ultimate example to all of us.
Amen.
If there's anyone to follow the example of, it should be him. We should follow his example of being loving, forgiving, long-suffering, and all the other traits that we talked about earlier that make someone worthy of being followed. So, every one of us should strive to be great examples to those that are following in our footsteps. However, there is a danger in becoming so confident in them to the point that if they were to go astray, that we will still follow them, even then. We've heard our youth leaders tell us many times we need to find it for ourselves, figure out our why. And I think it's very important that it's our personal salvation, and we're not just looking on to others and going off their salvation.
Amen.
I think one of the most profound scriptures in the Bible is found in Matthew chapter 15, verse 14. I think it's actually a really sad scripture. I'll turn there. It says, "Let them alone, they be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch." I would like to look into this verse for a little bit. In the context of the verse, Jesus is speaking to the disciples, and he's addressing the scribes and Pharisees who had criticized him for not following certain traditions. And he's speaking about the spiritual blindness of the religious leaders and how their teachings were misguided. He warns the disciples not to be influenced by these blind leaders who are leading others astray. Jesus is emphasizing the danger of following those who lack spiritual insight and understanding. So before, I have a certain interpretation of the verse, but before that, I'd like to give a little demonstration. So I'm going to ask my two best buddies to come up here. So no one is blind for you. From where you're standing, I want you to try to walk through the exit. And Mitchell, follow him no matter what he does. Mitchell, you can't help him. You're just supposed to be following him.
Can I reach?
Yeah. Alright, maybe not to go all the way to exit, but...
Oh, you're right. Keep going.
Okay. So she's right here, she's the last row. So... I hear Eric clapping.
Oh.
Was he?
All right, you can take off the blindfold. He did a lot better than I actually thought he would.
So memorized.
So one way in which I interpret this verse is there's a danger of becoming so caught up with those we're following in the footsteps of that we wouldn't be able to recognize if they were starting to become lax in their spiritual walk. Because of this lack of recognition, we may blindly follow those who are already walking blind themselves, causing both of us to fall into a spiritual ditch, per se, whether it be temptation or a number of other things. So it's incredibly important that we have the salvation for ourselves, and we're not even... It's good to follow people who are good examples, but we need to be able to recognize that if they start to go astray or something like that, that we can turn away from them. And I mean, we can still be friends with them or whatever, but we won't follow their not-so-great example anymore.
Right.
So another thing I'd like to mention is we need to be incredibly careful of being the example that we need to be. Perhaps there's something in your life that you can do and it doesn't affect you in any type of negative spiritual way, so you continue to do it, and there's certainly nothing wrong with that. But for those who are looking on to you and following your example, they may see you doing these things, and so they do it as well, and it's much more detrimental to their spirituality than it is to yours. So especially when we're around people and youth, we need to be careful that we are being the example for those who are older, those who have younger siblings. We need to be the example that we are supposed to be. So to close, we must not only be a great example to those that look up to us and are following our footsteps, but we also need to be able to discern and have wisdom to recognize that if we are following in the footsteps of someone who is beginning to go astray, that we will have the confidence in our own salvation, that we can turn away from looking up to and following the actions of that individual. I hope this message helped. That's
Dan.
Very
good.
Very good.
Yeah,
very good.
Very good thoughts by Brother Connor. I was thinking about that this afternoon. It came to my head, those thoughts. And I was thinking, God help me not to be the one leading someone astray.
Right.
So there are people always watching. You will always leave an influence. A lot of us are in public school. Why do you say a lot of us? College, work. Some of us are in public school. And there are people looking on. And
right.
We need to be careful about what we're doing. Because even though us personally, we feel like it may not hurt, it could hurt others. And I thought of, if your eye offended thy brother... Not your eye. What is it? Your hand offended thy brother, cut it off. So stop it. If you see someone struggling with something, you don't have to keep going.
Right.
True.